Was it you that mentioned beforehand, or maybe it was Cal, was that the companies are coming out with products instead of just being software companies.
Right.
They're also coming up with hardware. Microsoft is one that I think you was mentioned that one of the things they came up with was a real hit was the Xbox.
Yes.
That certainly was a super hit.
Oh, yeah.
And then we also can remember the Microsoft mice that came out and the, you know, the ergonomic keyboards and things like that. Now, there's some rumors out there that there are some heavy equipment coming out, and we have a date, apparently, Ed.
October 26th. So Microsoft sent an announcement to all people in the news media, basically saying, imagine what you'll do. What's next for Windows 10? And the date is October 26th. They're going to have a bunch of announcements. Mm. Of course, this just fuels speculation on what are they going to announce. Well, of course, you can expect what's next with Windows 10. Microsoft said it's their final Windows product, and what we'll receive now is just updates. But what can we expect from Windows 10? Also, the Xbox, too. Remember we had a collaboration with, when Windows 10 was released, there's a close tie between Windows 10 and Xbox. Anything that's on your Xbox, you could play on your Windows 10 TV if you have the proper, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And you can watch movies that are stored on your Xbox or music. So there might be some closer ties or an expansion to that. One of the things is that rumor mills are saying is a Surface all-in-one unit. Expect Microsoft to start coming up with its OEM laptops and other devices.
Didn't they come out with it like 2 years ago that they had a huge
Surface?
A Surface was like a tabletop. They called it the Surface.
They called it the Surface. Before the Surface was released years ago.
That's right.
2 years, so it's 4 years ago.
Brilliant marketing.
Yeah, so it was called the Surface. It was about the size of an end table.
Yes,
and,
right.
And you know, it had fish on there and, you know.
And if you watch Hawaii Five-0.
Yep.
You've seen that tabletop computer that they work with, the touchscreen,
yes.
That kind of thing. I just saw it the other day, Minority Report, that kind of thing, where you have this wall-sized. It had a special name. Do you guys remember that? For the wall-sized Microsoft display. Oh, shoot.
Immersion?
Oh, I don't know. We'll have to have somebody Google for that.
Bing it.
Ed, I just saw something coming out here, guys, and you may. Kind of scoff at this, but apparently there is a Surface phone that is rumored to be coming out soon. This was leaked, apparently, from Microsoft Australia's Twitter account, accidentally leaked the Surface phone specs through a tweet. And the screen I'm looking at now says it's called Microsoft Lumia. Now, they bought Nokia. And Lumia was the name of the phone brand that they had.
Yep.
My wife, Ginny, still has one that she's working with and loves the 1520. She loves the way the software works on it, et cetera. Apparently, it looks like there are two sizes of this that look like what Google did with the Pixel. There's going to be a 5-inch and then a 5.5-inch, roughly. Or in like with iPhones, it would be like a 7 and a 7S or a 6 and a 6 Plus.
Well, yeah, it'd be 7 and 7 Plus, yeah.
Now, how large is the 7 Plus?
6.5.
Yes.
Really?
5.5 inches, pardon me.
I thought it was larger than that.
No.
Like the size of a shoe for some reason. No.
Because if you get bigger than that, you might as well buy an iPad mini. There you go, right there in front of you. He's holding it up to
the microphone,
so you can see it.
Oh, that's pretty normal. It's about the size of my Android.
Yeah, exactly.
My droid.
the Samsung's Galaxy 7, about the same size as that.
Yeah.
So there's a rumor that they're going to come up with that.
Now, you know, what would be nice about that is to have a Surface is if I could pull up my Office 360 on my phone and... While I'm walking around the building, I need to have a hard copy of this. And I'd be able to then print out to any of the printers on my network because I'm VPN'd in. And the software would just tie so much easier into my office environment, which is a Microsoft shop.
Well, but Microsoft has, with Satya Nadella, who is the new boss there, moved away from where Steve Ballmer was going, which was a lot of hardware. He moved into making software, which very cleverly can work on everything. It can work on, for instance, Cal, on our iPhones. We can use Microsoft Office products.
Right. No, that's true.
Pretty much seamlessly on that.
Can you print with your phone into your corporate environment? No. Ever since they removed the infrared on phones and printers, which was great. because in our corporate environment, they would have these infrared things on there.
Oh.
And you won't find a printer with near field communications where I could just walk up, set my phone on it, and be able to then print the document.
Yeah, but you know what they do have? And I did this with one of our folks just this past week with Joe. They do have a wireless built into the printer. And you can air print directly into the printer from your phone or your iPad.
In a corporate environment?
Yes, sir.
They haven't found...
Well, let me rephrase that. To the individual printer, not to the network.
Not to the network, but to the individual printer.
So yeah, it's a replacement for the old IR type situation.
Oh, excellent. Well, that makes me feel a little better.
Doesn't HP have that, though?
This is an HP printer.
Yeah, because I have I have an app on my phone that I can click on, which will connect me to whatever HP's.
If you have
HP's
an HP printer that happens to have AirPrint in it, you can do it that way, too.
Right, yeah, but good luck if you have a Microsoft Surface. What is it, the RC? The original, what was it?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Good luck trying to find drivers.
Oh, no.
I have several people that had that, and it does not work. The vendors and Microsoft.
Okay, let me jump a little bit here because you put me on this.
Okay.
At Micro Center, if you were in the Detroit metropolitan area, you can look for this. Otherwise, it might be worth the trip. They have a, what's it called? The Winbook?
Wintel?
I forget what it's called. It's a 10.1 inch tablet that actually is running Windows 10. It's got an Atom processor in it, so it's not blazingly fast, and it's got 2 gigabytes of RAM on it. Okay, but in terms of doing like email and things like that, perfect. And it's got a keyboard that is part of a cover for it. And the whole package together is like with a year of complete coverage for, you know, dropping or whatever happens, $140 for the whole shoot and match for Windows 10. And I'm coveting this myself.
The entire thing is less than what it costs to pay for the operating system.
Ed brought that up before. Isn't that something? That you pay, it was like 120 something, don't you, for the operating system for Windows 10?
Yeah, something like that.
$119.
Yeah. And this, of course, has not got a lot of space in it, but there's a micro SD slot on it where you can boost it to like 128 gigabytes on one of those little bitty cards. And you're in business. And then store a lot of stuff in the cloud as well.
Well, conversely, that Microsoft big computer you were talking about, the 7-foot one, the wall size
one. Oh, yeah. What is...
You could get that for a mere $19,999.
Oh, that's right. What was the name of it?
It was called the Surface Hub.
That's right. The Hub. And I would bet some corporate environments that would be a steal.
That Micro Center was called a Winbook. I was right.
You're right.
And Winbook. It was the TW101. And a lot of guys at work use it because if you're familiar with gaming and we're familiar with Steam, which is a gaming platform for PCs, they could play most any game they want on this Winbook, the 7 or the 10 inch.
So, but one of the things that struck me about that is if you wanted just something to sit on the couch with to do, you know, your email or to do some word processing. For instance, you can get Office 360 online, and like I pay a subscription of $120 a year, and I've got 5 installs with that. Now, some of our grandchildren have installed. Jenny's got an install. I get an install for that, and I'm running away. I've got all things.
$140 bucks for this device.
Well, it was $99.
The device is less.
It was on sale 2 weeks ago for 2 weeks. Now it's back up to the regular $120. So whatever Foster's saying, you got to add $20 to it. So.
Oh, okay. Well, when I was there,
it was
just this last
bucks.
Week, it was.
You used to pay Michigan State tax, and you were good to go. I just couldn't talk myself into it. You know, I just couldn't do it.
I think I need to have PCs that in order to be able to see what Windows 10 to troubleshoot my wife's computer.
I got a feeling you'll be losing it to her. Because she's going to look at it and go like, oh, why should I have this big desktop?
Well, she has this
or
lovely
does she
little
love
HP.
The big screen.
What she loves is she doesn't have a bigger screen. Hers is maybe only a 13-inch screen.
I think it was only a 13-inch
screen. It's an HP Elite, so it's a laptop with a keyboard on it. This one, the keyboard is in the cover, and it magnetically snaps
into it. It's a tablet. It's basically a tablet.
It's a tablet, basically.
Okay.
And but what's lovely about it, for folks out there who ask us, what should I get? Folks, if you're a grandma or grandpa, aunt or uncle who just simply wants something basic with which to do email and to maybe do some
and you want to stay on the Windows platform.
And you want to stay on the Windows platform. What a steal.
Right. It's a fully functional version of Windows.
completely functional version of Windows. So that's one of the things that's already out there now, but it'll be interesting to see what's coming out on October 26th.
Yes, if Microsoft's going to come up with
a tablet. You know, everybody's shooting for Christmas. Yeah. This is pre-Christmas sales. Is Microsoft, I mean, is Apple coming up with, well, we'll ask Cal that again when we come back.
Apple's already done their deal.
They've done their deal. Okay. When we come back, I have a question about customer service for my two esteemed colleagues who are with me in studio here as we wrap things up here on the Internet in